Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter.
There is no hell other than the hellish moments or more. I didn't pay her for that. Let me try that again. There is no hell other than the hellish moments, and sometimes more than moments, that many of us have lived. There is no hell. And that's what today is all about. You won't find hell in the Gospel of John or in any of St. Paul's letters. Yeah, it's mentioned in some places of the New Testament, using pre-Christian names and terms like Sheol, a place of the dead, Hades, the abode of the dead, and Gehenna, interestingly enough, the name of an actual garbage dump outside Jerusalem where lepers and other outcasts were forced to be. Hell is also mentioned in the remaining three Gospels as an incentive for folks to be more loving to one another. But mostly our Western conception of hell comes, I think, very interestingly from a 14th century poem, Divine Comedy, by Dante Alighieri. There, in the chapter entitled Inferno, nine increasingly hellish circles of torment are described, filled, listen, with the likes of Judas Iscariot, Cleopatra, and Dante's own personal enemies. Isn't that an idea? The great St. Augustine himself dismissed the very idea of hell. There are many in our day, he wrote, who, while not denying Holy Scripture, do not believe in endless torments. And modern-day Pope Benedict XVI, referring to that phrase in the Apostles' Creed saying that Jesus descended into hell, Pope Benedict said that if Christ entered hell, and I quote the Pope, "Hell is no longer because love dwells in it." For many, many people, hell is not a thing. It's certainly a state of human consciousness. Nevertheless, Western Christianity has certainly used the threat of hell to shape and guide a lot of us, hasn't it? You may have suffered one of those hellfire and brimstone sermons preached in some churches and in a lot of tents. And while not as common as paintings of, for instance, Christmas or the Transfiguration, there have been attempts by artists to portray the event of today, the resurrection. This is going to be a show and tell. The Western church tradition shows Christ as a solitary resurrection. It's only Jesus, except for maybe a nearby angel or guard. Now, this is very hard to see. I will be, with the rector's permission, placing it on one of the tables as you go out so you can hope I got the right one. Yes, the Western church. Invariably, and this is a very traditional, common, the quintessential Western portrayal, Jesus's arms are raised triumphantly skyward, sometimes with a victory banner being held in one hand. And if you can look very carefully, it's Jesus alone being resurrected. Everybody else is still there. Not intending any kind of disrespect, but some have turned this Western depiction the touchdown Jesus. Hallelujah. Until fairly recently, this was the only artistic interpretation I'd ever seen of what Easter morning is all about. It It's the only one that pretty much exists in the Western part of the Christian church. And it shaped my understanding both of the resurrection and of my Christian faith. How could it not? It was Jesus's resurrection. It might happen to me, resurrection. It might not. The church said it depended on me and my good behavior, which is always problematic. But we humans, we just don't tend to get excited about things that don't include us. And this does not include us. The only resurrection I knew was that of Jesus. And my resurrection from death, your resurrection, your loved one's resurrection from death, well, that was always up for grabs. And fairly recently, I encountered this. Again, it's hard to see, but it's well worth the effort. Please stop and see it when you go by. It's the way the Eastern Orthodox Church understands and portrays the message of Easter. And it truly makes all the difference. In this famous 11th century Cappadocian icon, titled The Icon of the Resurrection, we see not a single person being resurrected, but a universal collective resurrection. Not merely the human Jesus, I'll show it to you too, Rector, sorry. Not just the human Jesus, it is the cosmic Christ who's pulled from the abyss by God's loving grace. And if you look, and you can't see it, but please look, the Christ is not alone. He's grasping Adam's wrist. And sometimes, in some versions, Eve, representing all of humankind and creation itself, and all is being restored to its original God-intended and given wholeness. Every soul, past, present, and to come, is being rescued and transformed by God as hell and death are undone. This breathtaking portrayal can be found in every Eastern Orthodox church throughout the world because this is what a huge chunk of Christendom has understood and embraced for centuries. And I hadn't heard about it. If you want to see people really get excited about Easter, go to the Orthodox. They know they're included, too, in God's gift of resurrection. The word resurrection comes from the Latin word resurgere, meaning rise again or transformation. It's another word for change, especially positive change, which unfortunately we tend to see only in the long run. In the short run, it often looks like death. We think of the word and the event resurrection as a churchy thing, but those of us who have been graced by a little bit of science education know that it is the universal and observable pattern of all nature. Scientists tell us that there are the same number of atoms in the universe right now that existed 3 seconds after the Big Bang. Try to grasp that. It's mind-blowing. Those little atoms just keep getting rearranged, a little bit like musical chairs. And resurrection is the facilitator of that natural earthly process. What you have come here this morning to hear and to celebrate, Easter, this proclaims that resurrection is not just a one-time anomaly for Jesus of Nazareth. It is the revelation of God's plan for the entirety of creation. I'm almost finished. I want to share this little thing with a quote from Franciscan priest Richard Rohr, because I think it pretty much sums up the whole thing. I'm going to say the first sentence twice. He says, quote, "The cross is the banner of what we do to one another and to God." The cross is the banner of what we do to one another and to God. The resurrection is the banner of what God does for us in return. Happy Easter, God's beloved sons and beloved daughters.